Unlikely Leaders, Chapter 50. Paul Dies for the One Who Died for Him. At Paul's final trial, Nero had been so strongly impressed with the force of the apostle's words that he put off making a decision, neither acquitting nor condemning the servant of God. But the emperor's evil disposition soon returned, exasperated by his inability to stop the spread of the Christian religion even in the imperial household. Nero condemned Paul to a martyr's death. Because a Roman citizen could not be subjected to torture, the apostle was sentenced to be beheaded. Few spectators were allowed to come to the execution, for Paul's persecutors feared that converts might be won to Christianity by the scene of his death. But even the hardened soldiers listened to his words and were amazed to see him cheerful, even joyous, as he neared his death. More than one accepted the Savior, and soon they also fearlessly sealed their faith with their blood. Even to his last hour, the life of Paul testified to the truth of his words to the Corinthians. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. The heaven-born peace on Paul's face won many to the gospel. All who associated with him felt the influence of his union with Christ. His own life gave convincing power to his preaching. Here lies the power of truth. The spontaneous, unconscious influence of a holy life is the most convincing sermon we can give in favor of Christianity. Argument may only stir up opposition, but a godly example is impossible to resist completely. The apostle forgot about his own approaching sufferings in his concern for those whom he was about to leave to cope with prejudice, hatred, and persecution. He assured the few Christians who accompanied him to the place of execution that of all the promises given for the Lord's tried and faithful children, none would fail. For a little while the Christians might not have earthly comforts, but they could encourage their hearts with the assurance of God's faithfulness. Soon the glad morning of peace and perfect day would dawn. Why Paul was not afraid. The apostle was looking into the great future with joyous hope and longing expectation. As he stood at the place of martyrdom, he did not see the executioner's sword or the earth that would soon receive his blood. He looked up through the calm blue heaven of that summer day to the throne of the Eternal. This man of faith saw the ladder of Jacob's vision, Christ connecting earth with heaven. He called to mind how patriarchs and prophets relied on the one who was his support, and from these holy men he heard the assurance that God is true. His fellow apostles who did not count their lives dear to themselves so that they could bear the light of the cross in the dark mazes of unfaithfulness, these he heard witnessing to Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world. From the rack, the stake, the dungeon, from dens and caves of the earth, there fell on his ear the martyr's shout of triumph, declaring, "I know whom I have believed." Ransomed by Christ's sacrifice and clothed in his righteousness, Paul had the assurance of the Spirit in himself that he who conquered death is able to keep that which is committed to his trust. His mind grasped the Savior's promise, "I will raise him up at the last day," John chapter 6, verse 40. His hopes centered on the second coming of his Lord, and as the sword of the executioner came down, the martyr's thought sprang forward to meet the life-giver. Nearly 20 centuries have passed since Paul poured out his blood for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. No faithful hand recorded the last scenes in the life of this holy man, but inspiration has preserved his dying testimony. Like a trumpet fanfare, his voice has rung out through all the ages since, giving courage to thousands of witnesses for Christ, and in sorrow-stricken hearts, awakening the echo of his own triumphant joy, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.